Day 8, Harvest Law. Our text, Psalm 126, 6. Again. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Ravenhill penned, "The word of the Lord endureth forever. Go weeping, come rejoicing." Page 74. Spurgeon penned, "Because the Lord has written doubtless, take heed that you do not doubt. No reason for doubt can remain after the Lord has spoken. You will return to this field, not to sow, but to reap. Not to weep, but to rejoice. And after a while, you will go home again with nimbler step than today, though with a heavier load, for you shall have sheaves to bear with you." End of quote. What a wonderful promise. Go weeping and come rejoicing. The internal and lonely burden that produced water for the seed becomes an external burden for all to see, with sheaves being carried in. A key to this promise is doubtless. The sower does not doubt that some months down the road, his work will be rewarded with a harvest. What does it take to overcome doubt? Faith and experience helps keep doubt abated. The hope and faith is bolstered by past experiences where the Father has responded as he said he would. Notice the definition of Daniel. "For as much as an excellent spirit and knowledge and understanding, interpreting of dreams, and showing of hard sentences, and," here's my emphasis, "dissolving of doubts, were found in the same Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Daniel 5 and 12. Our prayer focus for today: let today be one where doubts are dissolved. Remember all the times the Lord has answered your prayers and done great things, things that began with salvation. Remember the law of the harvest: he who sows with tears shall reap with joy, bringing his crop with him. Know that our Father will answer your prayer for a revival that sees souls saved, because it is his will for men to be regenerated. Amen.